The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Through the years, we all remember when we first witnessed a national tragedy.
Alabama wins!
We remember the good times and the bad times through either a song, a TV show, a monumental sports achievement.
For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Or even the smell of a particular food from when we were young.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Welcome to the show that will take you on a journey through time to relive those iconic moments. Welcome to RTW Rewind, where old school rules. So, without any further delay, let's introduce you to the host of the show, Rad Rob Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Rewind. This is episode number 210, and I am your host, Rad Rob Rob Francois. As we're recording this, my phone just went off, and I have a text message from my wife. It's breaking news. This is what you get here on RTW Rewind.
It's not breaking news. She still hates you.
She's at Publix, which is a grocery store. I don't think you guys have those up in the
South. That's a known,
correct.
Known area.
Creamy root beer, and what was the other? You know, she's got one job. I only told her to get two things for me, and she can't even do that right. The other was black cherry.
Yeah, but you told her to get a whole Popeye store. You're like, go get a
that's
Popeye
fair.
Store.
No, that's fair.
One thing.
That's fair.
And creamy root beer. So that's only two things. I'm not asking much.
I'm drinking sugar-free soda now. They have this stuff called Zevia. It's made from the stevia plant, which is apparently a natural sweetener. And
my brother's name is Steve. He invented it.
Well, tell him thank you. It's delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Stevia, of course.
Shout out to Steve. That's fantastic.
His middle name is Ia, actually. That's what.
Oh, and Johnny texted me. Old email address, please. Yeah, I did, Johnny.
Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What are we doing?
Are we done yet?
What are we putting in? Two and a half minutes? I think we're good. This feels like the old show right now. You know, when I did nothing.
It's always felt like the old show.
That's fair. As you can hear, I am joined by the one and only, the resident doctor of RTW, Mr. Ocho. Doctor, Mr.
You son of a
Ocho.
Bitch.
I demoted
that quickly. Shit.
I did. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. Just go.
Good. And we're also here with the one and only sexiest man in bowling. And, well, I mean, why do I...
You always pigeonhole him, man.
Why do I limit to bowling? No, you're right. Why do I just...
It's like being like the male's the best sexiest horse. Like, that's not saying much.
No, that's true. No, I think I need to broaden my horizons.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. This man is the sexiest man in bowling and podcasting. The one and only Johnny Petraglia Jr. Good evening, sir.
I always feel better about myself on Monday nights.
And Wednesday.
Thanks, hang out with us, yahoos. Yeah. That's why. You're like, man, life couldn't be worse. Well, it could be. I could be those two jaboni, so good thing I'm not.
That's fair.
I apologize for not being here for the predecessor to tonight's episode, but I'll try and offer as much input as I can based off at least one of the topics I know we're going over tonight.
Yeah, that's fine, because none of us were here last week either. So, I mean, we got that going for us, right, Ouch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my fault, though. I had a death in the family.
And I mean, that's,
the week before that was COVID. And, you know,
yeah, I mean, that's the death taxes and COVID.
That's pretty much what happens in my life lately. It's been one of those years already. President Biden has COVID again. God bless him.
Yeah, it's the rebound version.
Yeah, again? Are they just making this shit up? Ocho, you're a doctor. Is there a rebound strain of COVID that you know of?
It's not really a rebound. It's just it's like what they call a migraine can rebound when you try to treat it and it masks that it's gone, but it's still there.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
That makes sense. Since we're on the doctor subject, Ocho,
I'm off, dude. Are you kidding me?
I have a really bad case of athlete's foot right now, which is fucking hilarious because I'm far from
an oxymoron.
No shit, right? Like, what are the odds, right? if I had like fat foot or something, that'd be a perfect.
Well, they should call it a new name of like sedentary foot, but it's, you know, has the same type of symptoms.
It's
pedal foot.
It's split open and it fucking hurts like a son of a bitch. Is there anything I can do to like protect it? Like put a band-aid on it or wrap it?
Are you always sweating or something in your socks? Is that what the? I mean, I sweat more than anybody, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I sweat everywhere. I'm fat.
Where did you split? Where'd you split it?
In between the toes, right?
In between the
fucking. Or underneath the, yeah. That's you got a Neosporin and.
In between the toe next to my little toe and the other and the to the right of that one.
It always feels like you're walking on something too.
Dude, that's the other sucks. And I went to SummerSlam in Nashville on Saturday and I walked like 5 fucking miles with this thing and it that was god awful.
You could also get like a athlete's foot spray, like a Desinex or
Tenactin, man.
Tenactin.
I have
but they do wear off quick though. As soon as when you spray them and you put socks on and start sweating, so your best bet is to like Neosporin it before you go to bed.
That's a good idea.
And then you could foot spray it in the morning too. Foot spray your freaking shoes.
It sucks.
Oh, they must be really like walking sucks on their own. Probably they're so bad.
Just, you can't get comfortable, man. I can't even touch it. Like drying off. I'm picturing like in
Police Academy when he rips his socks off and throws them against the locker and they stick and they start to crawl down like the.
I remember that. It's not that bad, but no, this thing fucking hurts. But I just didn't know if I should cover it up or anything like that. If that would help.
Yeah, Neosporin. Neosporin's your saving grace. That or Bestatracin's good. It's I'd say make sure it's clean, but I don't know if you can reach. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I had my wife help me out the other day. Like I'm like I can't pull my toe.
Did you even know what it was until she probably like picked it apart and said, "Oh,
I've had it before, but it's never like fucking split like wide open before. Like it never got that bad."
It's a trench foot, they call it.
Yeah,
when your feet are always wet.
That's just hilarious. Yeah, so
it's not athlete's foot, believe me.
Well, yeah, that's true. So on to the main event tonight. Which is funny. This show used to be called the main event. In fact, I'm wearing the main event shirt.
Right? Even though it's number like 8, where it's number
210.
210. 210. Yes. Thanks, Johnny. That's right.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sir.
Like, technically, like I said, Joe, if you really want to get into semantics, it's like episode 490 something, but I mean, it doesn't matter. We're talking about 80s cringe. What makes it so good? This is a topic that Oppo. God damn. Oh.
I'll take your new name. Oppo will take it from here. No, Oppo. So JP had mentioned something, and he was dead on. It was about a month ago, and we were talking about maybe a Brat Pack movie or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we were like, we were saying how it was so cringe, and JP like put the exclamation point on it, and he said, "Guys, that's what made it so damn good." And I was like, "Man, the freaking light bulb hit me." I was like, "He's fucking right." So I wanted to just rack the brain on like movies we love so much, but like realistically are so far fetched, yet we know most of the lines still. We know the dumb freaking lyrics of it. And then realistically is what I was thinking. Like, could this possibly take place because it was so cringe? So I set it up for you, Rob. You go from there.
I appreciate that. And we're not talking about like horror movies or anything like that. That you know wouldn't happen. Like just stupid like 80s action movies.
Stuff.
Can I start? I have one from the early 90s.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Johnny. Go ahead.
All right, so my number one nominee for first off, can we define what cringe means exactly? Is that like cheese? Or completely far-fetched, or
exactly, yeah. You're nailing it. It's cheese. It's far-fetched, but it has to have the element of like that was awesome,
right?
So it's not like Shaun of the Dead. You know what I mean? What they did with the Dawn of the Dead thing,
which
like,
I love that movie, by the way.
All right, then my first.
It's all right.
My first one here. If I don't sneeze as I'm about to say it, I'm gonna go with the film entitled Three Ninjas.
Okay.
Basically, other than the cheese of the movie, the storyline for all those who haven't watched Three Ninjas is a grandfather, Asian man, comparable to, say, a Mr. Miyagi from another cringeworthy film as The Karate Kid, trains his three boys, and there comes a point in the movie where the father of the three boys is a police detective, and he leaves it in the hands of the grandfather to rescue the three boys from his arch enemy's entire ninja army. And throughout the process, he completely annihilates an entire ninja clan that's on a boat, and the cops basically just sit back and and so, let Grandpa Mori take care of it with his three ninjas.
He's got government resources at his disposal. He can get SWAT teams. He can get ammo. He can use tax dollars galore. He's got police unions on his back to help him. Qualified immunity, no less, because that was in line even then. That started in about 1981. And he chose to have the grandfather and his three ninja dudes take the reins and say, okay, the law is in your hands now. We don't care. We're turning a blind eye to this. This, you nailed it. You fucking nailed it with cringe.
All right, good. We're off and running.
And they made like a few more too, and like Hulk Hogan was even one of them. Like,
that's what I remember about it.
I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed those movies. I love the second one where they go to Japan to save their grandfather. Like, those are great childhood memories for me. I was like 7 or 8. I was envious of those kids.
All right, so I got one. Okay.
Because of their karate ability, or because they got to travel the world, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Right. Tango and Cash.
Oh.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
So good.
Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone. And they're... And
correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that where FUBAR came from?
That is where FUBAR came from. Fucked up beyond all recognition, yes. That's the first time I ever heard that. But this is a story of two LAPD cops that were... going after this, I don't know if it was a gang or a mob.
It was drug lords or something.
Drug lords,
The other guys were in on it, right?
Yes.
Two
of their partners were in on it. But these two guys just fucking go through, like, all these people, like, they're Navy fucking SEALs. Like, they're just LAPD detectives, right? They're not even, like, special ops or SWAT or anything like that.
They're not the badass guys that did the training in the desert or anything.
Right.
They're suit and tie guys that come.
Yeah. And, like, I guess they were known for doing shit like this. Like, nobody fucks with fucking Tango and Cash.
Maybe that's why they tried to frame them, because they had to get them off because they were the... I don't know, but, you know, when Kurt Russell said right in the courtroom when they were like, do you have a rebuttal? And he said, yeah, this whole thing fucking sucks. And then the whole fucking court goes crazy. And
yes. It's just... It's one of those movies where, like, you watch it and you're like, fucking, you're all pumped up after the movie, right? You're like, oh, that was fucking great. And then... 20 years later, you watch it again, I'm like, that shit would never fucking happen. Like, there's no fucking way. Even like Johnny said about the karate.
By the way.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, how is there that much access to so many things in the prison?
Yes. But even Karate Kid, like, when we all watched the Karate Kid when we were young, we, like, wanted to go home and, like, fucking kick somebody, right? We wanted to crank kick your dad in the face or whatever, so.
You wanted to see if wax on, wax off worked. You hit record, right, Rob? I'm just saying.
Okay. I did. Good call. But it's like, all right, this skinny little kid from fucking New Jersey, you know, beats this fucking, like, three-time fucking karate pro. Just, it's ludicrous. And then, if you want to get into
especially this. Because especially because Daniel LaRusso has zero athletic ability.
Zero, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
that's the truth.
And that's who I would like to fight if I ever had to fight someone.
Yeah, the confidence level does go up a little high when you're fighting a guy who's literally like 48 pounds and an adult.
But the second one's even worse. Like, he goes to fucking Okinawa, Japan, and fights this dude that, like, is legit, like, badass fucking karate master. Like, and they're gonna fight to the death. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then he honks his nose at the end? Like, come on, man.
I don't get. Like, I haven't been in a fight.
Never die, man.
20-something years, I haven't been in a fight. How does he always wind up getting into fights with people?
Like, always.
Every time he goes out, someone's pissed off at him.
Every single time. Every time.
He needs to kick me or punch me, gimmick on his back.
Just look at him. He looks like a little fucking schmuck, right? Like...
He walks out of the bonsai tree store, and they're like, oh, there's LaRusso.
Yeah.
And his jacket.
So in Tango and Cash, for another recap, now they have to go through these freaking warlords of the freaking jail, and you know, a guy whose jaw he broke once over, and, like, you know, it's only 30-on-2, but yet they manage to get out of it using a chain and a Q-tip. It seems like they're like Scooby Doo, and like, then inventing shit.
And like, the building is rigged to explode. It's on like self-destruct or whatever. And they have to escape it like they're playing Metroid or some shit. Like,
he takes a little slinky and turns Ron Howard's brother into this giant. Was that Ron Howard's brother that was his roommate?
I don't know.
It might have been. You know, the weird Ron Howard brother guy. He's always in all. He was his roommate. He was Sly's roommate, and, like, he's getting annoyed with him doing the slinky. And next thing you know, Stallone has the slinky wrapped around the bed 88 times, and the dude can't move. And I'm like, it's a freaking 7-inch slinky. There's no way it has to. Right. Dude, it must have used 44 freaking slinkies, which equals 88 if you double it. And I'm like, I love that. Well, just because Ocho, man, you know, Oppo rules.
Oppo does rule. And the best part was Jack Palance played like the drug lord. So, I mean, everybody loves fucking Jack Palance.
I didn't even know that. I don't remember that.
Really? Yes. He's the one that set him up for murder and sent him to prison. So, yeah.
I should have been rooting for him then. You should have been.
He's fucking amazing.
I should have been wearing skin bracer and rooting for him.
But if you really want,
smells great.
If you want to go down the whole line of like Stallone 80s films that are fucking ridiculous, like Over the Top.
But it also cool. Like so, Jones Mask.
Well, Over the Top is SNL already did enough with it when. Please tell me you guys have seen the Norm Macdonald skit on SNL with when Stallone, like, he gets into a car accident and Norm Macdonald is injured and the wife is Anna Gasteyer and she's like, Norm Macdonald's like concussed. He's like, oh, what's going on? And Stallone's like, yeah, you were in an accident. It's okay. And Norm Macdonald goes, ah! She's like, what happened? He's like, oh, I just had this dream that the guy from Over the Top was trying to save me.
I did not see that. That's hilarious.
And he's like, he goes, you know, because there's a good movie. You know, it takes all the complexities of, you know, a custody battle, a rich father-in-law, yep. And arm wrestling.
Yeah. Stallone was a truck driver who had a badass Mack truck. I will say
Lincoln Hawk.
Lincoln Hawk. That's a badass name too.
Yeah,
and yes, he's a truck driver and also, like, you know, wrestles for wrestles for cash on the side.
And arm wrestling, yeah. Apparently, because, right. Like, yeah. You know, the circuit must be huge.
It's almost like the arm wrestling version of Color of Money, almost. Like, he just drives around the country, like, making money arm wrestling dudes in fucking restaurants and shit like that. And he gets this fucking tournament at the end, and like, oh, shit, Lincoln Hawk is here. I didn't know he was still fucking arm wrestling. Like, come on, man. And you're right.
He's 165 pounds or 170 pounds, actually, too. Like, yeah. It's really.
And he's going against these, like, huge fucking guys. Like,
yeah.
Like, wrestlers and shit.
The Blaster.
The Blaster.
Is that the guy that drank Castrol? Or is that
No. The Blaster was the guy. Yeah. Blaster was the bald guy.
Bull Hurley.
He had Blaster on his shirt.
I drive truck, break arms, and arm wrestle. It's what I do. It's what I do best.
So his kid travels with him because his mom has, like, heart disease or some shit like that, or cancer or whatever. And, yeah, like...
Can we talk about what a bitch his son is in that movie for most of it?
We can, yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's part of the cringe, you know?
It is part of the cringe.
There's the heat and then the comeback.
But he teaches his kid this fucking... The whole technique where he just, like, grab the other guy's... thumb, like, with your fucking thumb or whatever, and it's supposed to give you,
you know, leverage, you know, life lessons. You know, my dad taught me about, like, you know, how to fix the house and whatnot, and his dad's teaching him, you know, arm wrestling.
Is that a legal maneuver, by the way, in arm wrestling? Like, is that a real thing?
I mean,
as long as your elbow stays on the pad, yes.
Have you tried it, Johnny?
Shit, I would use two of them.
I think we all have, right? I think as kids, we all tried to fucking...
Honest, dude, when that movie came out, I was in sixth grade. So, like, and at the cafeteria in the lunchroom, everybody was, like, arm wrestling. We're like, does it really work? Does it really work? And I don't fucking know. No. I was, like,
I mean, not really.
You were probably a good arm wrestler, Oach.
I wasn't. I was bad.
What? You got the guns, dude.
I have guns now.
When I was in T-Rex.
When I was in, I didn't look like T-Rex when I weighed about 35 pounds. That's just it. I couldn't even pass the salt, damn it. you know I can't give you the butter. Come on.
Terry Funk was in that, too. Terry Funk's in some iconic, right. 80s movies, man.
That Roadhouse he was
which
in?
Leads me to Roadhouse, which is one of our favorite movies.
One of the best ever.
Johnny, tell everybody how ridiculous Roadhouse is.
Speaking of little guys that you call up to transform the sanity of a town, Patrick Swayze is like the most notorious bouncer in the history of Roadhouse saloons.
Like, at least Mr. T used to, like, do the bouncing freaking contest and dive through the wall and ring the bell. Like,
absolutely. Again,
175 pound guy
who just drinks black coffee and he's really quiet. And he's offered a shit ton of money to enter this town. Like, he's prepared. His car is going to be destroyed every night, that people are going to hate him. Just runs into this one guy that basically owns the town. And again, just like Daniel LaRusso gets forced into a position where he has to rip some guy's throat out.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, there's no cops anywhere.
That's my point. There's no, I mean, was there any funerals for any of these guys? Were people upset? Was Brad Wesley bummed? Did Wesley ever get blown up or what?
I like you, Dalton.
He got blown up in the car dealership. I just remember, you see anything, Tinker?
Polar bear fell on me.
Remember the fat dude that just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, the police were in Brad Wesley's pocket.
Right.
So he could beat the shit. He had great parties. I mean, you know, he used to even drive all over the road. He didn't even have to stay in the lanes.
He could just Yeah, he was great. He had the life.
So how does that... I mean, all you have to do is get the sheriff or the... Because the sheriff has jurisdiction over the police even. But the city can take jurisdiction over this podunk town. Couldn't just the city police have come in and like cleaned it up and been like,
well, yeah, the bar owner wants him to Swayze to quit his job in New York City to take over security. And then when a fight breaks out, he gets stabbed and he gets put in the hospital. And this hot doctor happens to be there. Like, doctors are not that hot. I'm sorry. I've been to the, I mean, well, Ocho is. Well, from what I could tell, there was masks.
Besides me. Yeah. Understood. I don't do stitch work, though.
But it's like the same thing happened in Days of Thunder. Like, you know, Tom Cruise gets hurt, and there's this fucking hot Australian doctor that fucking works there. Like, where, I mean, this is 80s and 90s at its best.
It's not the 60-year-old Asian guy who's 5'8", you know, like it said, you know, you got to stay off your feet and do this. No, it's some chick who's like, go get him. I fixed it great.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't need it. Pain don't hurt. That was what it was.
Right. But in Roadhouse, eventually, like, they fucking set his house on fire. You know, they really, like, okay, nobody holds these guys accountable? Like, that's...
Where's the fire department? Like, is there not a newspaper that said, like, Brad Wesley at it again?
Right, you know, son of a bitch.
Freaking say, like, he's now burnt down 40 freaking plants, and he, you know, slashed 800 tires in the last month. There's a police blotter in every fucking town. There isn't one in where Roadhouse is.
Right. In the end, spoiler alert,
for Roadhouse, you know, in case you...
Swayze goes to Wesley's house and murders, like, everybody, like, his entire crew. And, like, this one fucking guy just goes in and just murders everybody. And apparently that's justified. Like what?
Tit for tat, man.
This town's been waiting for a man like you for a long time.
Like, they celebrate, like, after, like, he kills everyone. They fucking celebrate at the bar because they're all free now and there's nobody, like, fucking with them anymore. And it's like, this guy killed how many people? And can you see him in front of a judge, like, well, they set my house on fire and one guy stabbed me. And then, you know, the other guys kind of called me some bad names. And I just fucking went in this dude's house and murdered everybody because, I mean, you know.
Yeah, totally. Well,
they smashed his tires. And, like, wasn't there, like, like, a coroner there, like, and, like, a guy doing pictures and, like, an autopsy and everything? And, like, well, we see the removal of the larynx. Looks like it's via the strangle fucking fingertip grip death hold.
Five-finger death punch.
Yeah, right? But and that in itself you think would be in some, like, I don't know, Bruce Lee movie or some fucking...
It should be in a medical journal.
It's true. It's like a Mortal Kombat move. But yeah, the Roadhouse is one of those that's like...
Let's see. Death by spine ripped out. Okay.
But it's fun to watch. Like, it's literally a movie where you don't even really care about the fucking plot, right? I mean, you can just sit there and watch it and chill out and just have a good time. And it's one of those movies you can watch over and over again.
Totally.
That's the whole point of all these.
Right. Pretty much. What else you got, Ouch?
I say... The Last Dragon was one for me that is premise alone. Like,
you're going to have to help me on that because I never saw it.
Oh, come on. Eddie Arcady. All right, so this chick plays these videos. Vanity is, yeah, see, he knows. So Vanity plays these videos. It's like Friday Night Videos, and she has this studio. And Eddie Arcady, who played, Hanrahan in Slapshot, the goalie that Paul Newman fought.
Yeah.
And by the way, again, that was Ralphie's mom naked in the bed with Paul Newman. Ralphie, you know, from Christmas Story.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay.
So he's bribing her to play this video of this chick that he produces. And in order to get him, get her to play the video, he kidnaps her and threatens her and says, so you're going to play my video. And he's got these henchmen, the dude from Dumb and Dumber who, you know, takes who died of the heart attack, who was in the middle of them too, when they're like the most annoying sound in the world.
Yeah.
He's in the movie as his bodyguard.
Do you want an atomic pepper, Mr. Mentolino? That guy?
Yes. Why don't you just eat your
also the guy from this that helps with the Lufthansa heist because he works midnight security. Continue. It's the same guy. Yeah.
So what's funny is I was behind him at a garage getting my car from a valet like 5 years ago or 6 years ago in New York. He's got fake teeth now, but he looks nice. I mean, I don't know. Anywho.
The Last Dragon.
Yes. No, of course. So now Bruce Leroy, who would like to meet Laura Charles, who is the host of this show.
Laura Charles.
I would like to see her. He's now the guy trying to save the day because she's being bullied by Eddie Arcadia. Eddie Arcadia, apparently no police are ever involved. And Bruce Leroy has a rivalry with Shonuff, the Shogun of Harlem. Where the fuck you going?
Who, me? Nowhere. I'm just adjusting.
And this guy makes an entrance. Literally walks into a movie theater. Somehow the volume decreases because now they can affect the movie theater volume. No idea how that happens. It wasn't like they were up in the freaking in the studio area, and all of a sudden they start doing chants and they're coming out in like cheerleader style. And he's like, am I the meanest? Sure enough. Am I the prettiest? Sure enough. This is all in the movie theater. And now a whole fight breaks out. And again, no police, no security, nothing in the newspaper. The dad owns a pizza shop. They come in and ransack it to get Leroy to fight Shonuff. So now Eddie Arcadia finds out about Shonuff and says he wants him to take care of Bruce Leroy. And they both start glowing, by the way. That's another thing. Now, again, she gets kidnapped. Now, Eddie Arcadia wants this video played so bad that he's going to resort to kidnapping, assault, endangering a minor because he beats up Bruce Leroy's brother, among other, and then has a crew of henchmen that all look goofy and weird. Like, they're not, they're like, it looks like the Land of the Freaks, you know, like, we accept her, gooble gobble, gooble gobble, like those fucking weirdos. And they have this big fight in the studio. And that was it. People died. People got shot. No cops. Nothing. Oh, and he caught a bullet in his tooth. That was the other thing. He got shot in the face, caught the bullet in his teeth.
Was this supposed to be?
And it was freaking awesome. This movie is so badass.
Was this supposed to be a parody of it? Like, or was this like a parody movie? Or like?
No, it's legit. Just directed your family to Daddy Green's Pizza.
All right.
No,
the name of the movie and the characters are spawns of Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Right. Yes, right. And they pay homage to it. Like they have Fist of Fury in there and Chinese Connection and where he's doing this shit and all that. And you know, it's an audio podcast. We had some visual effects.
Here's one that. It is one of my all-time favorite movies, and probably franchises, but it's a little ridiculous. Beverly Hills Cop. First movie.
Axel Foley.
Fantastic.
They don't follow the Constitution at all in that movie.
Not at all. Another movie where you can just go to this fucking, you know, crime lord's house, murder his entire fucking staff, and including himself.
See his girl's tits because she's running out of the house topless, and then...
And he's a hero. All 120-pound fucking Eddie Murphy. just with his amazing detective skills. And it's a funny movie, but literally, like...
I mean, you had Judge Reinhold in it. I mean, that's the thing, you know? Like, that's...
That's right.
I do like Judge Reinhold. Which, what the fuck happened to him after the 80s? I don't remember him in anything, really.
He was in Santa Claus.
Oh, that's
he didn't
right,
have
he was.
To do anything after Fast Times. He had to do his legacy was, although he was the guy beaten off, so maybe it wasn't such a legacy.
True. No, that's true.
But he had the best image in his fucking brain ever, which was literally voted as like the best scene of all time. It was down to like her, and it was Phoebe Cates versus Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places. and Phoebe Cates won.
Really? Jamie Lee had huge knockers.
I don't. It's just the scene.
True, and Phoebe was hotter too.
I mean, mentality of it.
Yeah. But they made three movies out of Beverly Hills Cop, and I mean, I enjoyed all three. But just the premise alone of like this Detroit detective just goes through and just fucking like wipes everybody out because they killed a friend of his, like.
And they're all like mesmerized. Like, why didn't I think of that? Yeah. What you mean, like breaking the law to fucking to kill somebody? Like, we could have thought of that. That's just not in our job title.
But the Beverly Hills Police help him out. Like, it's a whole jurisdictional issue. But they're like, yeah, this guy has free reign to just go into Beverly Hills and just fucking kill people, have no repercussions at all. While somebody covers for him, like his boss or whatever. Or was that the second one?
Yeah, really. To just a quick segue, then. Go right to Commando.
All right. That. No, yeah, true.
That's where, if you want to talk killing, we're talking
John Matrix.
We're talking that's literally fucking 100 body bags in one day, which I don't even think he has enough bullets, but yet he still used that same gun for like 2 hours.
We're all Schwarzenegger.
And he killed everybody everywhere. Everybody died in the mall, at the motel.
Yeah.
Exactly. The guy with the gun blowing, going through his freaking gut and everything. Now, someone has to clean that up. That's not just housekeeping, because there has to be forensics going.
Yes.
There has to have been a police report. But did they catch him? No, he's flying on a plane.
Right.
There was actually a scene in that movie where the girl that he saves is just shoots a rocket launcher in backwards. The middle of the night backwards down a highway, right?
It blows up like three cars. Who put the insurance claim in
for that? No cops on the scene. No. Nobody cared about the rocket launcher.
Nobody cared. Nobody heard it.
Like, if you let off a firework, fucking Facebook goes insane. Oh, you scared my dog. What the fuck? Now, yet she's got rocket launchers going off and fucking no.
That's fucking great.
I forgot about that. Before we get into all the killings, has anyone noticed how many mistakes there were in that movie though? Like where you could see the string attached to the little dude who was in Warriors, and he's like Sully. He's like, this is my bad arm, you know. And you can see the string. There was like 10 fucking major mistakes where I don't. There was a few right there. Anyway.
I'll have to watch it again because I've seen that movie tons and tons of times. I just don't remember.
So many mistakes.
I'll have to watch it again.
He kills a guy on the plane. Like, didn't the guy didn't start to smell or anything? Like,
could you be quiet? My friend is very tired.
He's dead tired.
He's dead tired. Please,
do not disturb my friend. He's dead tired. So
he's so cheese.
And then he jumps out of the plane, has his timer set. Now his watch all of a sudden starts making noises, which we know it never made noises. But as soon as you look at it, it goes boop, 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 with every second, just to add drama to it.
Drama. Was this like...
He finds where his kid is and then just starts shooting everybody. What if his kid is behind a fucking door where these dudes are and he just blows through the freaking... Like Oscar Pistorius.
Agreed.
Was this like... I don't know, was it a rivalry between like Schwarzenegger and Stallone? Because it was eerily similar to like Rambo, where one dude just goes in, like a former military guy, like colonel or whatever, and just fucking lays waste to an entire, you know, terrorist army.
First Blood was out first, literally, not just cleverly. And that one only had a few killings, and they killed cops, but yet Colonel Troutman walked him out with no... He did have handcuffs on.
He did, yeah.
But it wasn't... He was property of the U.S. government instead of... Meanwhile, they're on the same team. Go figure.
And then they set him up in a second movie. Like, they set him up and then, to go...
The dude with the big chin to go get these POWs. Right. And he tried, and then they pull away from him because, I don't know, he did too good?
And well, they didn't expect him to find anything. And they said if they did, like, they were just... You know, they figured he would get captured anyway. And then they pulled Troutman out, so there was nobody there to help him. And somehow
Murdoch was the guy's name. Murdoch was the guy. He goes, I'm coming. Remember, he squeezed the microphone. I'm coming to get you. And then he, of course, he's in doing this call with like these like 10 enemies behind him. And they're like, you call them and tell them what's going on. He's on the microphone. And then he just starts swinging this microphone, hitting everybody fucking plant solid. Not one. And again, they didn't all attack him at once. They waited. Each one.
Yeah, they waited. Yeah.
you know, let's wait for him to knock him out, and then I'll test my skills on him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I know he's got a microphone. I got a machine gun, but yet I still lose. So again, no government intervention that should have been. I mean, we know about the Pat Tillman cover up.
No Geneva, you know, convention stuff. Like,
right? No NATO shit. Like, I mean, this is terrible.
He literally killed somebody with an explosive arrow. This fucking blew his ass up.
It's hazard shit, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Commando. So First Blood came out first. Then I think Commando was even after Rambo.
Commando was like that winter. Like, I think Rambo was a summer movie, summer blockbuster. Yeah, it came out in May, and Commando was October. So yeah,
same year.
That's
well, they couldn't know. They couldn't know if they were doing what they were doing.
You don't think?
I mean, they were chummy.
Yeah,
can you imagine it? Hey, yo, I'm killing 48 people. And he's like, I'm going to outdo you. I'm going to kill 54. I got to try and get 82. I can do better. I'm going to have 148 now. Do it. Come on. I dare you to beat that number. That has been a conversation. Let's go to the gym.
Yeah, it's good, man.
I don't know. I got a relaxed brain.
That's fucking great. What else?
Should have done the whole show like that.
No, seriously. What else tops your list there, Ocho? Is ridiculous movies that we love.
I don't know. I think
hold on before we move on to that. Like, you mentioned something when we were talking offline about this. Like, hundreds and hundreds of people getting killed. Like, who cleans up the fucking bodies? Does anybody notify their families? Do they have funerals? Like, does the U.S. government going to pay for the funerals? Or, like, somebody has to pay for that shit? Or they just...
Wait, is that an act of self-defense? Is that an act of war? I mean, the people show up at the wife's house and say, oh, we regret to inform you that...
John Rambo just fucking...
had a
went nuts.
Or they show up at the house in the city, you know, some chick shot a rocket launcher backwards, and it turns out, you know, your husband was fixing a tire at the time, and, you know, he's blown to smithereens. Right. Here's his shoe.
Collateral damage. Sorry. Yeah, like...
So they ignore a lot of the reality. But that was the whole point. Like, realistically...
What happens? Like, what's the aftermath? Like, I want to see the cleanup, right?
The thing was, we were young, so... It was probably perfect for us, but like, why did so many adults like it so much then? Because I'll tell you this: when Vince and I were watching, we're gonna watch Last Blood, and he's like, "Bro, we're gonna do a show and we're gonna talk about it." And I'm like, "All right," and I crucified it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, are you kidding me? And I'm saying like this. I'm like, you mean to tell me these freaking Mexican, you know, mercenaries, drug lords that kidnapped his daughter. He got to kill all of them. And like, where was the police involved? Why did he not have to like report a missing person or something like that? Like, Why was there no FBI investigation? And he's just like, it's Rambo, bro. And I'm like, and I'm to believe that he just dug 48 trenches to freaking get these guys in and trap them in his underground cocoon and have all these booby traps like in the Goonies. And he goes, bro, it's Rambo. And I'm like, well, tell me what was so good about it. He goes, bro, it's Rambo.
That's all you got, right?
And I'm like, and he's like, what did you expect? I get what he was saying. And he's like, it's like, what did you expect? I get it. You don't go to Chuck E. Cheese thinking you're going to get lo mein. I get that. I understand. But the realistic part, like that, now we're in a new era where like it's social. Like I could see like Facebook, like him having like a Rambo Facebook. Like, watch me blow up these Mexicans and fucking like it's Facebook Live.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, all this guy has to do is take two steps forward and I'm going to blow his freaking head off because there's a bomb there.
Right. Boom. But it's funny, like the original movie was called First Blood, and then the second one was First Blood Part 2 Rambo. But then the third one was just called Rambo 3.
Rambo First Blood Part 2. They did emphasize the Rambo in the second
one. But then by the third one, it's just like, it's Rambo 3. Because that's all anybody knows is fucking nobody is the knows character.
No First Blood, there was lots. It should have been lots of blood Rambo or something. It
should have been. And like the third one was made in 85. 88. And then they waited like 20 years to make... Just plain Rambo.
Yo, I never saw the third one, too.
You never saw the third one? Really?
No, I never did. And in what was clever about the first one, when they said first blood, there's a line in it when Troutman catches Rambo. He's underground. He's in that cave and everything after they blew it up. But and Troutman knew he was alive because he saw the smoke billowing out.
Right.
And he said, you know, he's like, Johnny, come on, we'll get you out of here. And he Rambo says they drew first blood. And like he wasn't even his name wasn't really that talked about in the movie.
Right, right, right.
You know, that, yeah. So which that's why that movie was so good, too. And but he said they drew first blood and he said it a couple more times. So apparently there's like I guess there's this code. They drew first blood. Well, he's going to fucking draw a whole shitload more blood and not get arrested for it. Apparently he right. blew up the town. He yeah. fucking blew up the ammo store. Like the cops freaking he's on top of the building. They got Christmas lights or whatever. I don't know what it is. He's blowing up freaking billboards and everything. And. Man, how about him? He knows his weaponry.
Especially his knives. Like, he killed lots of people with just one knife. Like, the Rambo knife. Like, everybody wanted one of those big, giant fucking, like,
I kid you not, I have about 40 of them. I swear on my life, I have about 50 of them.
That was a thing.
Some are good, some are not. Yeah.
And they're basically hunting knives, right? So.
Yeah, that's what they are. Yeah. And the compass doesn't work at all. It's rotten. But it comes with, like, spool, and it comes with fishing line and a couple of waterproof matches.
Well, good. That's because you need matches when you're killing people.
Definitely.
Well, you got to cook them and eat them or hide the fucking evidence because the forensics right. are going to come by soon in the real fucking world.
Right. But I thought it was funny that they waited 20 years to make another one. Like, seriously, a money grab. And you're like, all right, that's it.
But wait,
no, 11 years later, there's Last Blood.
Didn't they do something in like 2015, though, or something like that? I think they did.
Are you sure?
I'm almost certain.
Let me look it up real quick.
Like, I guess put in like the Rambo franchise, or is it the First Blood franchise? You look it up.
I think it's Rambo franchise.
Because I thought there was something maybe about 8 years ago, and then that's, and I don't even know if they're associated either.
So First Blood came out in 82. First Blood Part 2 came out in 85. Rambo 3 came out in 88. Then just plain Rambo, not 4, just called it Rambo. Came out in 2008. And then Rambo Last Blood came out in 2019. But they waited 20 years between the third one and the fourth one. And when you think that's it, 11 years later, we have Rambo Last Blood. And he's like 75 years old.
It's like the Hart family. Like they just couldn't stop making movies or something, but they waited a long time.
That's fair. No, that's fair. Johnny, you got anything that comes off the top of your head? Like
early 90s is fine also. Yes. But now that you hit a home run with Three Ninjas. So
yes, you did.
Yeah, I've been sitting and dwelling and thinking over here. Universal Soldier with Van Damme or any of the Van Damme movies. I'm trying to think. God, I'll get there. What is
I remember we did the blood sport. We did that, and that was a good one. The Van Damme versus what's his ass?
Steven Seagal. Holy yeah. Seagal.
Jesus. What are some other ones that fit the cringe? Your whole thing
fell apart. Look at you.
Oh, you lost your green screen.
I didn't lose it. My camera just fell.
Shit.
I moved my mouse and my speakers fell, and then my speakers pulled my Tango fucking camera.
Cash, I would have never thought of because I have to go back and watch that, but like you're right.
Watch it again because it's fucking phenomenal. Like it's a great movie.
No, I love the movie. And then even the dumb part where he's like, no, you don't get electrocuted unless you're grounded. And he's like, are you sure? And he goes, I don't know. Yeah. He goes, you don't know. Kurt Russell doing a sly fucking voice is hysterical.
All right, what about Cliffhanger? Like, you can literally go down the Stallone catalog.
I never saw it.
Never saw Cliffhanger. That was huge.
I saw the first 40 seconds, and that was
it. That was one of my favorites.
I've seen it a million times.
It's a great movie. Please.
Yeah. That's it. It's the only part I saw.
No shit.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Was it? Like, why were they climbing cliffs?
Well, that's what they did at the time, and then they stopped when what's her name?
Sarah.
He dropped her. Yeah,
when they dropped Sarah.
I'm not gonna climb.
But then those guys were transporting all that cash and the plane crashes, right?
Yep.
Not Tango.
Oh yeah, when they were trying to transport the cases after they try and hijack the plane,
right?
And they lose the three suitcases full of money.
Nobody fucks with Stallone's towns, by the way. Like nobody.
No way.
Nobody does.
So, all right.
But I understand why there were no cops in Cliffhanger because they were in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. But it's, again, it's like, what was with the one man
laws their own out there, I guess.
Right.
I swear to God, I don't know a single thing about that movie.
But it's the very beginning. It's the premise of the one man wrecking crew. And why was that such a theme during the 80s and early 90s?
That's actually it. You're nailing it, Rob. It's the one man guy. It's like giving Sly a sock and a cue ball, and then he fucking goes on and saves like eight planets or something like that.
Well, apparently that idea works. I mean, look at the John Wick collection.
No, that's true. That's true.
Another thing Vince told me about. I have not seen one, and he's like, bro.
Oh, dude, they're the good movies.
They're really good.
And Vince's retort is, it's like Rambo, bro.
It's just the one guy that it's the baddest motherfucker in the world. It just goes through all these fucking crime lords and drug lords.
But it's Keanu Reeves, though. Like, is that really
The Matrix?
But does it hold? I mean, I'll take it if
yeah, I watch it. It's good.
Jack Reacher did the same thing that Tom Cruise did.
Jack Reacher, great movie.
In fact, they even have a TV show now. I think on Amazon, spinoff of that or something.
It stood the test of time where, because like, I don't think in the 00s or in the 90s it would have. I mean, we had obviously 80s into 90s blended, but then you know, like 99 to like. 04, I maybe I'm also too old for that too. I don't know.
I think you're right. Like movies in the 90s and early 2000s, you didn't really see a lot of like the huge blockbusters, unless it was a big guy like Stallone or Schwarzenegger, like with Terminators and all that shit. But you didn't really see like
one. But those were piggybacked on what they already had done too.
Exactly. Like, but you didn't see like one man out for vengeance that killed his entire family and he's
right. It was a Jurassic Park or something like that, or like you know, Titanic, obviously.
Right.
Like recreations and whatnot.
Right. And then not until probably, you know, after 2010 is when they kind of revitalized stuff like that, like a Jack Reacher, like a John Wick.
That's where the whole reboot thing kind of started, because they're still the premise is the same. They're just implementing different issues, but
yeah,
I guess the shit does work. So John Wick doesn't ever get arrested, I assume, right?
No,
not even considered. If anything, in one of the movies, after he's done killing about, we'll call it a dozen men in his apartment, the doorbell is rung. And it's the police, because they're responding to a noise complaint. And he opens the door and says,
I was playing Grand Theft Auto or something.
He says, hey, Jimmy, everything all right in there, John? Yeah. And the cop says, all right, I'll leave you to it. And he's looking at the dead body behind him. So, yeah, he's that badass, John Wick.
Yes. That's good stuff. You gotta watch it.
And is today's youth so fucking dumb that they think they can be a vigilante like that and be like, when I get an apartment, man, the first thing I can't wait to do is kill 12 people who try to fucking, he's going to throw a Super Bowl party, kill 9 of them, and be like, no, man, I'm good. And the police get like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's the fact that it's so ludicrous and so over the top is why we love shit like that.
That's what JP said. That's what he's like. It was.
I mean, I love every Marvel movie I watch, not because it's realistic.
True.
Well, no, but you're diving into a different realm there too. So, but I mean, these are technically people you might cross as you're going to 7-Eleven. You might have been behind John Rambo while you're getting a slushie, and God forbid the fucking blue raspberry was out and he fucking lost his mind.
Right.
Like, think about that. And all of a sudden, he's blowing shit up.
Charles Bronson was another one in the 80s that had like a million movies, all the same goddamn like
killing,
and they're all the same.
Die Harder and all that. I've seen them on TV on the, you know, the regular dial TV,
right.
Never in their full element, and I can't remember one of them, so that's the other thing. But
Chuck Norris too,
like could be where it started.
Yeah,
no, but Bronson was the gun, or Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, you know,
like, right. But at least Clint Eastwood was usually a cop.
He was
a
cop at least.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, no, that was just a thing, and we loved it, and you know. But if you really look at real life situations, that's never going to happen. You're never going to have one guy go through and murder 38 people.
We should do like if Rambo was real or something, and be like, and have a judge and be like, you killed 28 people, you know, two were trespassing, but the other 26, you know, they weren't really on your land and they hadn't harmed you. You can't claim self-defense. You're guilty. You're going to be in prison. And then we'll go to Tango and Cash of him in prison or something like that. Because, like, you can almost combine all the movies and do the circle of life with them.
Forensic says you were hiding in the mud and you came out and you slashed somebody's throat from behind.
Right, right. Exactly. You know, where did you get an arrow that explodes in the guy? Like, there was nothing.
In Afghanistan, no less, right?
He found a shoelace and we couldn't even match up the DNA.
That's true. Can you imagine, like, just seeing the crime scenes and shit like that with all these, like, they number each fucking piece of evidence? Be like 600 notes.
Are there dental records of these people or what?
Some busy, busy work days ahead of them.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, no shit.
And if I'm on the clock, I'm pissed I'm not working overtime, because if I got 48 fucking bodies that I got to do dental work on,
you gotta catalog find
out who they are, I'm going to be pissed.
Better give me pain.
Courts are backed up for months because of this shit, right?
Like, right, right. Like, how many tax dollars is that going to cost us? Like, think about that.
Like, Rambo, I can see because it's, like, in Afghanistan or whatever. Like, it's overseas. But, like, the stuff that happens here in the States, like, Steven Seagal going on a fucking run on a battleship and under siege and fucking murders Tommy Lee Jones and everybody else on the goddamn ship. Like,
where was Commando? Because I know he went in a helicopter and he, like, flew, you know, because...
Let's see.
Oh, wait a second. No, he had...
Los Angeles?
Yeah, his daughter got kidnapped. He jumped off the plane into the freaking little wasteland area. Yeah, because everybody does that.
Definitely.
Like, really, what they should have done is made it a 2-minute movie and have him hit the runway and die. and his daughter's dead, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I missed time to jump. Oh, flat. So, like, you could make Commando, like, literally a fucking 5-minute movie. Rob just missed the best part of it.
No, I'm sorry. My daughter just walked in. But no, you know, I was listening to you guys. You're absolutely right. Like,
or that's how you do it. You say, if these movies were realistic, they'd literally be 12 minutes long or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, no, they would.
Guilty.
Yeah,
guilty. That's gonna hurt your life sentence. So he's in Los Angeles, but, like, where is this barricade that has, again, these freaking warlords that have all these weapons? Where do these weapons come from, I guess?
Huge perimeter, this real estate.
Like, and all these people, are they paid? Like, do they get fucking payroll? They're like fucking, like, because they stand guard and they're like, well, okay, we're gonna, oh, here comes somebody. Do they clock out? Okay, it's your shift. I'm gonna go sleep for 12 hours. What? Like, I wanna know the real ins and outs of this. Did they apply for the job? Okay, what are your qualifications? Well, I can shoot at people and I can stand still on steps. You're hired. Here's where your position is.
Perfect.
I can look through glass. Okay, you're at the window.
So what about something like Rocky, who is, I mean, we're going to go in depth into Rocky. We could just touch on it because we're going to definitely go in depth on this stuff. But the fact that, you know, Ocho, like a 5'4" Italian luchador, goes in and destroys, you know, Clubber Lang, who's much stronger than him. Or
you're not even setting it up right. Like, this guy had 22 losses before he even fought Apollo.
True.
He beat Spider Rico because Spider Rico headbutted him.
But you know, back in the day, they I wouldn't say they'd fix matches.
You can't say fix or match.
They fix fights, or they had these popcorn fights, right? Where, like, Mike Tyson went through a whole bunch of contenders,
right? So, well, you know, who is the guy that's supposed to lose then? He meet so many freaking prospects that he got his ass beat, or what? Because, like, again, Tyson got fed tomato cans.
He did, and I don't know. Like, I guess they thought Apollo would never lose to this bum.
I understand that
he had the eye of the tiger, dude. Come on.
So, are you saying Apollo got fed the easy fights?
Apollo was supposed to get, well, he was supposed to get fed Rocky. I mean, they didn't think Rocky was going to be anything special.
Right. Listen, Apollo's undefeated. He's already the heavyweight champ of the world. You're not getting fed easy fights when you're supposed to get fed easy fights your first 20 fights. You fight every freaking month, usually. And that's how you pad your stats. And it's, oh my God, he's 20-0 with 18 KOs.
Right.
But they don't look back at your schedule that they fought Rad Rob and freaking, you know, a chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't freaking do that. So then they start doing the ESPN fights or whatever. So that's when it starts to gain some traction. But Rocky was still in that damn church getting beat up by Spider Rico. So he clearly wasn't being fed anybody. He had, I think it was 50 something and 23. Okay. That's a lot of fights too. So he's got 30, somebody do the math.
No,
22. I don't anyway, 70 something fights. And then he gets a shot at the title. Apollo has lost to nobody. Never been knocked down. Never been knocked out.
I do just think I remember Apollo wanting to fight a southpaw, or his agent didn't want him to fight a southpaw.
Well, that was in Rocky 2. Oh, no, right. You're right.
That's when he was picking him.
Yeah, he goes, he's a southpaw. He's like, southpaw, nothing.
So maybe I misremembered then. I haven't seen the original Rocky in a long time. Maybe I misremembered. I thought Stallone was a bum. He didn't have that many fights.
He is a bum. That's the point. Of course he was a bum. He had 50. He had 23 losses. And Mack Lee Green pulled out. Billy Snow gained 50 pounds or whatever. Whatever they were.
Because like they said, you're going to fight this guy. And he's like, who the hell is this
guy? And he goes like this. He's like, here it is. The Italian Stallion. And he goes, you know, it's Columbus Day. What better way to get it on with one of his descendants? And he's like, he's a southpaw. I don't like it. Southpaw, nothing. I'll finish him in three. And then Juergens is like, I like it, Apollo. It's very American. And he's like, no, Juergens, it's very smart. That old Apollo.
Very good.
That was very good.
So, because that was actually recorded, I forget, in like some, they had to put wallpaper down to make it look like buildings were outside. It was a fun scene. Anyway, so Rocky. Again, if you got 22 losses, it's not like you just guys clearly beat him.
Right.
Why isn't anybody who beat Rocky going, shit, I beat his ass. Why can't I fight Apollo?
I could fight Apollo. All right. Yes.
There should be 22 other guys going, oh my God, I'm next, dude. Give me a shot.
that's true. No, that's a great point.
And then they spawn a franchise. Matter of fact, that's the other thing we're going to do. We're going to find out one of the guys who beat Rocky. It wasn't Dipper because they didn't fight. And then we're going to make a new franchise called the freaking, I don't know, the Irish Curse, because he lost to Rocky. It's going to be like, you know, Billy O'Sullivan or something like that. Terry O'Sullivan, that's what it is.
I like it.
Terry O'Sullivan, the Irish Curse. And we're going to have like the Lucky Charms logo being printed for like the theme song rather than Eye of the Tiger. We got it, man.
That's great.
Don't steal any of this. Luckily, nobody listens to this show.
Nobody listens. No. That's genius. That's genius. I like that stuff. Well, look, there's a lot more we can get into, but we're
prepared. That's all my point was, and I got a lot more on that.
No, I know you do. We can revisit it in the future. But
the entire show will be on that.
Yes, exactly right. But look, I still can go back, like I said, and watch these movies from the 80s because they're so stupid. It's ridiculous. Like, it's, you don't have to think, right? You don't have to put a lot of thought into it. It's not like this crazy, twisted, you know, psychological thriller, you know, some weird plot. It's just...
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to... It's not like Total Recall where you had to try and piece things together. That kind of blew my shit up.
Yes. I still don't know.
Okay, we get it. Dalton's hated. He's got three guys on his side.
Yep.
50 against him. He'll still win.
Yeah, exactly right.
And we were right.
Right. Speaking of Total Recall, was it real or was it not? I still don't know. Did they ever come out and even say, like, did the writers come out and say?
I thought the whole thing was fake, right? Like, he dreamt it or something. Not he dreamt it. It was implanted in his brain or something.
That's what they wanted you to think, right?
I don't know.
That was the whole premise of, like, go on this journey. Like... I don't know. Maybe we'll have to research that and do a show on Total Recall. Great. Way to sell that, guys. Good job. All right. Johnny
P. I'm really thinking about the chick with the three boobs.
So am I.
You guys suck. Johnny, where can we find you on Twitter?
At JPJR07.
Ocho, what's your Twitter handle?
At the DR Ocho.
And I am at Rad Rob Gaming on Twitter and Instagram. Next week. What are you doing, Ocho? What are you doing next week?
Our Twitter's been blowing up lately.
Yeah, you tweet once a month.
I'm like a period. I don't know. You said something about what is it? Characters like children's characters that like teach you not to set fire, right? What was it?
Yes, 80s PSAs. Thank you. That's what it is. Refreshed my brain. We're going to do the...
You really didn't know. I thought you were trying to see if I knew. You dickhead.
No, I literally forgot. I brought it up, and that was like 3 weeks ago. It's already out of my brain.
I didn't want to give the whole thing away, that's all, because...
Like Smokey the Bear, and you know, and the Crime Dog, and McGruff, and all that, and this is your brain on drugs.
His name is Smokey Bear. It's not Smokey the Bear.
No, it's Smokey the Bear.
Not Smokey the Bear.
All right, we're going to have to get into that. We're going to save it for next week. Guys, we appreciate you listening to this show. I'm not going to say thank you ever again because Ocho always makes fun of me. So we appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RTW Rewind. For all the latest news and announcements, please follow us on Twitter at RTW Brand. You can also follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. You've been listening to RTW Rewind exclusively here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.